Before Chag Pesach, there's a mitzvah of Tashbitu, which means we have to get rid of or destroy any chametz that's in our possession. And this is something that we generally do on Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, has a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about how the chametz should be destroyed. Obviously, if we're selling chametz, we don't have to destroy it. And if we've given it away, we don't have to destroy it. But anything that's left in our possession just before the end of the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, we have to destroy. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the way you do it, ein bi'ur chametz ela sreifa, that you have to davka burn it, because we compare it to the mitzvah, the din of notar, something which is left over from the korbanot, and that has to be burnt. So chametz also has to be burnt. However, the chachamim say, af mefarev zorer leruach, you can also crumble it up and scatter it in the wind. So we've got a machloket between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam about when Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to davka burn the chametz. According to Rashi, it's talking about before the Zman Isur. But if it's after the Zman Isur, meaning if for whatever reason you didn't destroy your chametz before the end of the fifth hour, so then you get rid of it in any way. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam says the other way around. He says before the Zman Isur, you can destroy your chametz in any manner. You can crumble it up and throw it into a river or the sea or the wind or whatever it is. It's davka after the end of the fifth hour that it has to be burned. There's also a machloket about how we paskin. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Bichlal, or do we actually paskin like the Chachamim? So Rashi is of the opinion that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which is why the machloket between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam would be relevant. Whereas the Rambam and the Gaonim and the Itur and indeed Moshe Rishonim, they paskin like the Chachamim, which means that you can destroy your chametz in any manner. And that indeed is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in some tough mem hay seif aleph. Ketzad biur chametz. How do we destroy our chametz? Sorfo o pororov zorei leruach. You either burn it or you can crumble it up and scatter it into the wind, or zorko liyam, or throw it into the sea or a river. However, the Rama says v'ha minhag l'sarfo, the minhag is to burn it. And the Mishnah Brewer and other Achronim say the reason is because we're concerned about the view of those Rishonim who say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda and that it davka has to be burned. So if it's easy for us to burn it, then we should do so. If you're, for whatever reason, in a situation where you can't burn it and you can only scatter it to the wind or crumble it and put it into the sea, something like that, so then that would be acceptable. The Rama also says that the minhag is to do biur chametz davka in the daytime rather than straight after bedikat chametz. In theory, you could do as soon as you've finished bedikat chametz and you found bits of chametz that you're not selling, so then you could burn it right away. But the minhag is to do it in the day. Again, a comparison with notar, which was always burned during the day. But the Rama says, achim ratz rotzeh l'sarfo miyat achara b'dika. If you want to burn it in the evening for whatever reason, then harashut b'yado, you're allowed to do so. So that would be relevant. Perhaps a person is traveling on Erev Pesach in the morning, or they're at work, or whatever it is, so it's going to be easier for them to burn it at night, then that's absolutely absolutely fine. And in actual fact, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah both say in the name of the Maharil, there's another reason to try and burn it in the daytime, and that because it will remind you to do the bittul, the nullification that you have to do after you've burned it, make that declaration of Kol Chamira. So if you've got the biur that you're doing, that'll remind you to make the declaration, otherwise you might forget that declaration. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halichot Shlomo, he makes the observation that a lot of people have trouble burning their chametz. It doesn't really catch fire well, and therefore they pour spirits or something like that onto it to help it burn. He says you should be careful about doing that, because if you pour methylated spirits onto your chametz, then already you've destroyed it. It's no longer ra'u l'achilat kelev, and now you've done the mitzvah of bi'ul, but you haven't done it in the best way. You haven't done it by burning it. So certainly you should make sure that some of the bread is not touched by the spirits that you're pouring onto it, or perhaps pour the spirits onto the newspaper around it or whatever it is, and but not onto the chametz itself. Also brought down in the poskim that one needs to make sure that the chametz that you're burning isn't just charred on the outside, but it's properly burned. Sometimes it happens. I've seen people sort of throw in whole bagels or half a loaf of bread into the fire for bedikat chametz, and it really doesn't burn. It gets toasted on the outside, and inside it's as fresh and fluffy as ever. So you need to make sure that either you've cut open your bread so it's in small pieces, it'll burn better, or that you've got a really good fire that's really going to burn hot for a while and let it burn. Also, I suggest as a practical point that if you make sure that the chametz that you put around the house for bedikat chametz, and that's what you're burning, if you let it dry out for a few days beforehand, then it's going to burn better. And if you have a good fire, then it really should burn well. Ad kan.